News
with Caroline Nichols. And as we heard, tomorrow it's the US midterm elections, with every seat in the House of Representatives, a third of the Senate and many of the state governorships up for grabs. The result will set the scene for the race for the presidency in 2 years' time. Justin Webb will be live in Washington to guide us through it all. Our coverage begins tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
The infinite monkey cage is on the move.
We've been to Los Angeles with Conan O'Brien.
When I heard the name Perseverance, I thought, they're running out of names.
Caltech talk about exoplanets.
There's more planets than words in the English language.
The Deep Space Network in Canberra, Australia, where NASA communicate with all the spacecraft out there in the solar system.
And it was so overwhelming that we then had to go to Adelaide and pretend we're making a show about science and wine.
There's a tremendous amount of science in wine.
Oh, yeah, there is, but it was the existential anxiety I was dealing with from going to the Deep Space Network.
The new series of The Infinite Monkey Cage on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds with Brian Cox and Robin Ince.
Saturday evenings at 7:15.
Now, another real-life case from the police officer-turned-comic Alfie Moore to tackle with his audience of deputised detectives.
That's the sound that I need.
Hello, my name is Alfie Moore, and welcome to It's a Fair Cop. The show where you, the audience, are sworn to face the same policing dilemmas that I faced in today's real case. As an experienced Humberside Sergeant, I'm here to guide you, and I know that's difficult for some. The last time you had a 50-year-old ex-copper talking down to you in a condescending manner was your speed awareness course. This must be bringing back terrible flashbacks. Who's been on a speed awareness course? Oh, quite, don't sound happy about it, but quite a few people. Was it online? Yes, since COVID, a lot of courses online. You can now do them on your laptop, your iPad, even your mobile phone, which begs the question, how long will it be before somebody completes one? Whilst driving. Speed awareness courses are often delivered by ex-traffic officers in a dreary monotone, or as they like to call it, their happy voice. And in fairness, they need to be stern because it's their job to impress upon you how evil you are for speeding. I mean, Dennis Nielsen may have been a schizophrenic, psychopathic, serial-killing necrophiliac, but he never did 46 in a 40. And some of you did. Speeding is a theme of today's show. The UK's number one motoring offence. How many speeding fines are issued in a year? Have a guess. Give me a number. In a year, how many?
Million.
2.4 million offences. It's estimated that speeding fines annually raise almost £1.5 billion. None of which apparently can be used to fill the potholes in my street. Time to test your knowledge of the highway code. What is the stopping distance at 70 mile an hour? Is it 56 metres, 76 metres or 96 metres? Let's take a quick vote, no cheating. OK, hands up if you think it's 56 metres, the stopping distance at 70 miles an hour. Any hands up? Oh, a couple, OK. 76 metres? I would say that's maybe 20%. And the rest of you, well done. The answer is 96 metres. And the way I remember that, it is the length of a football pitch or three Peter Crouches laid end to end. Now, before today's real case, we asked our audience cops, have you ever been stopped for speeding? What does Sharon say? She said the sign approached too quickly. What's this one? OK, have you ever been caught speeding? Yes, by a police officer, used a handheld speed gun. Sneaky, sneaky coppers. And that's from Paul W., the whingy, whingy driver. You've been caught speeding? Yes, I got 3 points and a £100 fine, even though it was my birthday. Oh, OK, this is from Charlie. Have you been caught speeding? Yes, the midwife told me to bring my wife in now without stopping for anything. So I went past a police car, approximately 65 in a 30 limit. When I told them what was happening, so they gave me a blue light escort to the maternity entrance of the hospital. Where's Charlie? Where's Charlie? We need a quick update from Charlie. Great story, Charlie. How long ago was that?
About 32 years.
32 years ago. Does it have a happy ending?
A son was born very successfully in about 47 minutes from when we got to the hospital.
Oh, good effort. And is this your partner with you?
Yes, but not the one I had at the time.
But you didn't have any interesting stories about that one. So this is from Erin. Erin tells us, I am 17, have just started driving. As a new driver, my fear of getting an unsmiley face on a speed detector sign stopped me from ever speeding. Aww. Erin. Where's Erin? Erin, okay, that's so sweet, Erin. So you mean these, like, electronic signs?
Yeah, I don't know if you've read the rest, but I want to be a police officer. And so learning to drive and then going to kind of police officer open days and speaking to kind of the traffic people, and they're saying, oh, yeah, yesterday I went 120 miles an hour, and I'm going, okay, I'm scared to go 30.
Yeah, but what you don't know is those signs that give you the unhappy face, once you get past 120, just give you the thumbs up. It's only fitting that today I swear you in traffic officer style. And so please raise your right hand and repeat. It's a speed limit, not a target.
It's a speed limit, not a target.
Right, you're all officially police officers for the show. Time to begin today's real case. Now, neighbourhood police officers receive many reports of antisocial behaviour, and you don't get much more antisocial than speeding down a residential street. One such road on my patch was used as a cut-through that attracted so many complaints, I decided to take some positive action and marched over to the Scunthorpe Traffic Department. Outside were shiny polished cars, inside a shiny polished office and two shiny polished traffic officers. Completely devoid of any personality, but boy, they were turned out smart. After I explained my speeding problem, both traffic officers stood up and pointed a synchronised finger towards the traffic sergeant's door. At least they gave a good clear hand signal before moving off when safe to do so. Sergeant Draper was a proper old-school traffic sergeant, very straight up and down, but I liked him. He wasn't prepared to lend me one of his officers. I wasn't at all surprised. In recent years, there's been staffing cuts in specialist departments like traffic, now rather underwhelmingly called the Roads Policing Team. I can remember when traffic cops were everywhere, so much so that they sometimes would break the monotony of the daily grind by indulging in a game of traffic snooker. How traffic snooker works is that you stop a red car and then you stop a black car. You stop a red car and you see who can get the biggest break. There's lots of talk about police profiling, which absolutely exists, but the most profiled minority group in the UK is nothing to do with ethnicity. It's the drivers of pink cars. Because you need a pink to clear up the colours. Sergeant Draper walked over to a grey cabinet and pulled out a black holdall containing a speed gun. Take care of it, don't break it. If you do, it'll take a long time to repair. Good advice for speed guns and the UK economy. Before I could officially use it, I needed a training session with Traffic Officer James Richards, a.k.a. Jimmy the Whirlwind. So-called not because he liked to drive at speed, but rather he had the fastest traffic snooker 50 break on record. 36 minutes, 42 seconds. So we're all set. We have a speed gun, accredited training, and a book of tickets known as fixed penalty notices. One way to ensure we avoid falling into the profiling trap is to mentally set our enforcement parameters before we even begin. So let's do that. It's a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. Audience cops, pick one of these four options for who's getting a ticket. Anyone driving 31 miles an hour or over. Anyone doing 35 plus. Anyone doing over 40. Or option four, depends if they fail the attitude test. So you need to pick one of those audience cops. Let me ask you, who is going for enforcement 31 miles an hour and over? Put your hand up if you are.
I'm Dave. Yep.
Dave. Okay, Dave. You're in for enforcement at 31 miles an hour. Can I ask for your thinking there?
Well, basically, I got done for doing 32 in the 32. Okay. So,
if you've been
what's
done,
the difference?
Everybody's got to get done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So, hands up then. Who were the 35 miles and over? Because we only had a couple at 31. Oh, 35. I would say that is probably 60% of the audience. Is anybody thinking about the 10% plus 2 rule? Yes. They are the NPCC, the National Police Chiefs Council guidelines. But let me tell you, that's all they are. They are guidelines. It's up to your local force what speed enforcement they set. And then again, it's also up to the discretion of that individual officer. Who's going for 40 mile an hour before they're getting a ticket? Hello, what's your name?
Sally.
Hello, Sally. You're going for... You wait until they hit 40 before you give them a ticket. Can I ask for your rationale there, Sally?
I think that the trouble is that if you're constantly having to look at your speedometer, you're not looking at the road. And and surely you should be far more concerned with looking at the road than the speedometer.
Sally, can I just ask at this point... I don't know if anybody else is thinking this, but do you live near a school?
All the more reason I should be looking at the pavements to see if there are any children rather than looking at my speed.
OK. All right. OK. Thank you, Sally. And do you drive, Sally? Yes?
I do.
What do you drive?
I don't know. What do we drive? I think it's an Audi, but I don't know what sort it is.
OK. And what's your vehicle registration number? I just think we ought to get you uploaded onto the ANPR cameras. Thank you, Sally. Cheers, thank you. There is no right answer. It's up to the individual officer, but I reckon I agree with those that are enforcing at 35 or over. Technically, we don't need a second officer for corroboration in England and Wales, but it's always good to take one along just for backup, as people rarely say, oh, a speeding ticket. Well, that's fair enough, officer. You're doing a great job. Thanks for keeping the road safe. No, you have a nice day. Time to hit the streets. Audience cops, are we going high vis, loud and proud, or are we going a bit sneaky? Anyone going dressed as a tree? Two ways to stop our speeding vehicle. A mobile colleague can try and catch it. More challenging with our new electric squad cars. All our police chasers are downhill so we can get a bit of charge in the battery. As soon as we hit a slight incline, the blue light stops flashing. But today, I was using the old-fashioned method. Step out into the road and give what's known in the trade as a big number one. Right arm up in the air, show the palm of the hand in a firm, authoritative manner and try not to get run over. I've got all the yellow fluorescent gear. In fact, with my police helmet on, I basically look like a large highlighter pen. The first vehicle I pull over was a lady on a bright pink moped who immediately said... Not again. It's not traffic snooker, is it? I said, no, you need to slow down a bit. Over the next hour, I dish out a few speeding tickets, but it's mainly just signalling for drivers to slow down. The old speed gun's getting even heavier now, and I'm starting to flag a bit. Suddenly, an Audi A1 approaches. I clock them doing 40, give them the big number one. A lone female occupant, 45-year-old Barbara, who's wearing a uniform tunic. Before I can say anything, she's immediately apologetic. I'm sorry, officer, was I going a bit fast? Yep, you were. You're doing 40 to 30. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm late for one of my elderly clients. What do you do? I'm a community carer. Onions cops, I have in my hand a book of fixed penalty tickets. Am I issuing one to Barbara? You have the power of discretion. Two options, quite simple. No, in view of the circumstances, it's a stern warning. Or she's getting a ticket. So if you think the first one, I want you to say in a concerned voice, give her a warning.
Give her a warning.
Let me talk to a warner then. Put your hand up if you're a warner. Hello, who are you?
Hi, my name's Corin.
Corin, you're a warner. Can I ask why?
My mum's disabled, has carers, and I couldn't give a ticket to a carer.
Okay. So can I ask, when we set our enforcement parameters just now, what did you set them at?
35 plus.
35. So you've changed your mind. Okay. All right. Thank you. So if you don't agree with any of that and you're for enforcement, I want you to shout, ticket.
Ticket.
Oh, that's a loud. That's a loud ticket. What if I told you now that Barbara explained to me that she'd already got 9 points on a licence? 9 points. If she loses her licence, she loses her job, and she really needs her job, and her clients really need her. Anybody changing their mind now? You are? Okay, let me talk to this lady. Thank you. Who are you, please?
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
Lindsay. So what was your decision before?
Ticket.
Ticket. And now the 9 points on licence is...
Stern warning.
Stern warning now. Because?
She's a carer. It's her livelihood. It's important to everybody, and she should slow down, but frankly, she's doing a great job, so...
You don't want to lose a licence and stop working,
yeah.
or potentially risk that.
Well, it's going to do it, isn't it?
Not necessarily, but we'll talk about that soon. OK, thank you. Discretion is a tricky call. We had a guy speeding down the dual carriageway. My colleague pulled up alongside. I threw him a look, and in response, he lifted up a stethoscope to the window, side window, and I thought, well, that's fair enough. The following week, same car, same place, same time, and I thought, this guy is just late for work again. When he held up the stethoscope this time, I held up a pair of handcuffs. What about that for top trumps? Once you reach 12 points, a court will impose an immediate driving ban for a minimum of 6 months. This is known as a totting up disqualification, which can affect a wide group of people. In the last 12 months, people banned due to the totting up system include two boys aged 13 and a 101-year-old woman. They didn't know whether to give her a driving ban or a lifetime achievement award. Well, those aged 70 and above have to reapply for their licence every 3 years. There's no legal limit or requirement to retake your test later in life. No upper age limit for driving. And in case you're wondering, what is the point of giving 13-year-olds points on their licence they don't even have yet? The answer is that the points and subsequent ban are added at the point that they're old enough to have a licence. Sometimes the laws of traffic make you pay later, like the laws of gravity and tattoos. It's stricter for new drivers in their first 2 years when 6 points is an automatic ban. My answer is Barbara's getting a ticket. She's driving an Audi. And also, 5 minutes earlier, I'd given a ticket to someone doing 39. And so how, in all conscience, can I let her off? And let's not forget that 1,800 people are killed on our roads every year, with speed being a contributory factor in 20% of cases. The next part of the procedure is dictated by Section 1 of the Road Traffic Offenders Act 1988, which says I must issue a notice of intended prosecution, an NIP, either verbally or in writing within 14 days. NIPs are worded. You'll be reported for consideration of the question of prosecuting you for this offence. Or in non-traffic speak, you're getting done. And we have to tell you that within 14 days, or it could create a legal loophole. In 2018, David Beckham was flashed in London in his £160,000 Bentley doing 59 on a 40 road. Even though he admitted speeding, he was still found not guilty, and his defence lawyer, dubbed Mr. Loophole, was able to prove that his NIP dispatched by London's Metropolitan Police arrived one day late. The CPS were very disappointed, whereas the Met were delighted it was the quickest they'd ever sent one out. I once issued an NIP in a bunch of flowers. Anyway, she's my wife now. After I explained that in that case, the NIP stood for Notice of Intended Proposal. In days gone by, we'd seize a paper licence from the driver, but we don't do that anymore. And it's not a given that Barbara will lose her licence. I explained to her Section 34 and Section 35 of the Road Traffic Offenders Act, which gives the court the power to reduce or nullify the cancellation period if there are deemed to be special reasons. Two kinds of special reasons. Section 34 relates to mitigating or extenuating circumstances directly connected with the commission of the offence. Earlier this year, someone failed in their attempt to hold onto their licence with a Section 35 defence of exceptional hardship after being convicted of five separate counts of speeding. Her name was Caroline Henry, and she also happened to be the Nottinghamshire Police and Crime Commissioner. And listen, I don't know why people are giving her a hard time. As part of her election campaign, she vowed to make Nottinghamshire's roads safer, and now she's been banned from driving. Back to our not-so-celebrity Barbara, who I have just issued a fixed penalty notice for speeding, and I have to prepare the evidence just in case she contests the ticket. I was never called to court, and so that was that. A couple of months later, I'm sat in my police car, some traffic lights in Scunthorpe, when a car slowly passes in the opposite direction. I can clearly see the driver, and it's Barbara. Different car. She was now in a brown Ford Fiesta, but it's definitely Barbara. She even glanced over. Our eyes met in one of those awkward moments normally reserved for when you forgot to press the lock button on the automated train toilet door. How terrifying is that? I assumed the court let her keep her licence, but when I jumped on the radio, they confirmed that Barbara was in fact banned from driving and would be for the next 5 months. What shall we do, audience cops? She's going the opposite way. Shall we go after her?
Yes.
Yes, I did turn the car around, but she was long gone. Any other ideas what we can do now? I didn't get a reg number.
Forget it.
Forget it? OK, there you go. So, early finish for that guy. OK.
Get her address.
Get her address? Yeah. OK, I've got her address. She's her address is on record. I pass out the car description for observations over the radio. I do exactly that. I nip round to the home address, but she's not there. There's no sign of the car. When I did some checking, I discovered that Barbara had not been totally honest. She was a community carer of sorts, but actually a community hair carer, a mobile hairdresser. I was obviously keen to stay mobile. And so we now have someone who's driving whilst disqualified. Section 103 of the Road Traffic Act. Different police forces use various slang names for disqualified drivers, such as DQs, dizzy drivers, or even disco drivers. Which is appropriate, because the rest of us are more interested in staying alive. Staying alive. There ain't no stopping her now. Although offences like speeding are traffic violations, driving while disqualified is actually a recordable criminal offence. Can be confusing as to when a traffic violation becomes a crime. Audience cops, shout up if you think these are traffic violations or criminal offences. Shout either traffic or crime. Careless driving. Traffic. Dangerous driving.
Crime.
Running a red light.
Crime.
Traffic. Drink driving.
Crime.
Criminal offence, yes. Office party during public health restrictions when you should be running the country. Misunderstanding. Misunderstanding. Audience cops, our disco driver Barbara passed me within about 6 feet and was within my sight for 4 or 5 seconds. Do you think that'd be enough evidence to get her convicted of disqualified driving? Straight yes or no. Who thinks yes, that's good enough evidence? Put your hands up if you think that's yes, that's good enough evidence. That's only about 10% of you. I wasn't sure, so I went to ask Traffic Sergeant Draper. He reminded me of the time the traffic officer was grilled in the witness box by a smarmy defence barrister over an issue of both identification and speed. Officer, how long was the driver in your sight?
About 6 seconds, sir.
6 seconds? And that was enough time for you to say for certain that my client was driving, and you can also accurately say the speed of travel was in excess of 85 miles an hour?
Yes, sir.
What remarkable eyesight you have, Constable. The barrister then dramatically threw his pen across the courtroom and said, in that case, perhaps you'd like to tell the court what speed that pen was just travelling at. And the traffic cop calmly replied,
no idea, I've never driven a pen.
And so I decide not to bother submitting a disqualified driving file, but I need to catch our disco driver, Barbara. Any suggestions, audience cops?
Book a haircut.
Book a haircut, I quite like, yeah. Book a haircut.
Sit outside her house.
Sit outside her house. Would that be surveillance if we sat outside her house? Do you think that's surveillance?
Yes,
yes it is. It's exactly surveillance. Regulation of Investigative Powers Act. We need authority from senior officers, which we wouldn't get because it would not be proportionate in these circumstances. There's nothing to stop me driving past her house at regular intervals. That's not surveillance. I just keep having a drive past when I've got a spare 5 minutes until I eventually saw that brown Fiesta on the drive. Now I have got the vehicle registration number. Any ideas what we can do with that now?
ANPR.
Would that be authorised? Do you think that would be intrusive, or would that be okay to load her NPR under these circumstances onto the cameras, load her registration number? Yes, I think you're exactly right, yes. If we've got good quality intelligence to say that somebody is disqualified driving, I think that is appropriate and proportionate to put into the ANPR system. Even more effective is the old-fashioned whiteboard in the traffic office. They have the details of all the local dodgy drivers written up there. They gave me permission to write Barbara's reg number up, providing I followed the official protocol of putting up a family-sized tub of Quality Street as a reward for whoever caught her. There wasn't much space there. There was a random number in large red font, but I couldn't wipe that off as it was the current traffic snooker high break of the week. Quick recap then. Here's the story so far. I ticketed mobile hairdresser Barbara for driving at 40 on a 30 road. She got disqualified but still carried on driving, and I passed her details on to the roads policing team. This story ends quite quickly as it took 2 days for traffic officer James Richards, a.k.a. Jimmy the Whirlwind, to stop Barbara driving her brown Ford Fiesta, although he wasn't happy with me because he should have taken a green first. Barbara was convicted of disqualified driving and received a fine and a further 6 months driving ban. So what have we learned? Speeding is dangerous, disqualified driving is a criminal offence, and if you're in a hurry, never drive a pink car. It's great to dance like no one is watching,